Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. Hi, this is Stefan Yah, and the title today is Resurrection Life from Messiah. What must we do to be saved? What is eternal deliverance and salvation? Let's open up the scriptures today in the newer scriptures, commonly called the New Testament or New Covenant. Romans chapter 3. Down near the end of chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and fallen short of the esteem of Yahweh. And this applies to Jews and Gentiles alike. All have sinned and fallen short of his esteem. And then it says, for the wages of sin is death. And that's in Romans 6, 23. I know that I'm really rapidly going through the scriptures here because I've got them all written out for you. But if you look at the notes I have there, the text on that website, and you can follow right down and read them for yourself on your iPhone or your computer. All right, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahushua Messiah, our Savior. Once again, the wages of sin is death. The gift of Yahweh, or the gift of Elohim, is eternal life through Yahushua Messiah, who is our Savior. And you could look up on the website to read all these scripture references. And the website is www.yahvahyahweh.name. That's Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, .name, N-A-M-E. Then on the home page, just look at the top on the left, and certainly hope that it would be right there for the text of the scriptures we're reading today. And the title God, we changed to its proper rendition of Elohim, proper rendition of L-O-R-D, or Lord, is Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-H, or Yahweh. And of Jesus, the proper rendition is either Yeshua or Yahusha. Look on some of the other studies. For the wages of sin is death. Then in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Yahweh, the Savior, or it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, in the King James, with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus. So here it should be properly rendered Yahweh or Yahusha. And shalt believe in thy heart that Elohim hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Once again, if you confess with your mouth the Savior, and shalt believe in your heart that Elohim hath raised him from the dead, so you believe that he was in the grave 3 days and three nights, in the heart of the earth, from his death to his resurrection, that he actually was dead, then you shall be saved. And of course, there are a lot of other scripture verses too that are parallel logic, that are speaking about salvation. One of them is Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. So it's very important to be immersed in Messiah. So he that believeth and is immersed shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Acts 2:38 is a parallel passage of Scripture. Repent and be immersed. So that's Acts 2:38. Peter says, repent and be immersed. Repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, the pure spirit, commonly called the Holy Ghost. You shall receive the gift of the pure spirit, but in order to be saved, Peter said, repent and be immersed. Repent of what? Repent of sin, of course, in the name of Yahushua Messiah. So how are you saved? We find this in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And a good study tool is the scriptures. You can get the scriptures, or you can get that online from eSword. That's eSword, S-W-O-R-D. And just put that in your Google search, and you'll find that. And it takes 5 or 10 minutes to download the entire scriptures with a wonderful concordance where it says KJV plus. You can get a concordance to explain some of these words more clearly. So Ephesians is right after Galatians. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says, "We are saved by grace," so that should be changed to "unmerited favor," or similar words to Yahweh's favor or mercy. "We're saved by unmerited favor. For by unmerited favor are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yahweh," or the gift of Elohim. Elohim means God or gods. In this case, the one creator of all. "The gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast." So there's no keeping of commandments that can or ever did save anyone. It was the trust in Yahweh. It was saved through faith. Abraham was saved by faith, and likewise we are saved by faith as well, and we are saved in the shed blood of the Messiah. Without comment then, we are, "For by unmerited favor are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Messiah," Yahusha, unto good works, "which Yahweh," or Elohim, "has before ordained that we should walk in them." Once again, that was Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. In John chapter 3, or Yochanan, pronounced in Hebrew, John, or Yochanan 3, 5, Messiah answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Elohim," or the kingdom of Yah. "For Yahweh so loved the world." Now this is in verse 16 there. Very famous quote that you've heard around the world in the scriptures, John 3:16. "For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then verse 21 in the third chapter of John, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and they are wrought in Elohim." But he that doeth truth comes to the light. His deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in Elohim. Verse 36, so far we've had verse 5, 16, 21, now 36. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim abideth on him." And from John 4:22, just turn the page there, "The law and even salvation are for Jews and Gentiles alike. Salvation is of the Jews. The true believers shall praise the Father in spirit and in truth." Salvation is of the Jews. We shall praise the Father in spirit and in truth. And then if you read about salvation in the book of Romans, chapter 11, how we are grafted into the good olive tree, we're grafted into Messiah. So please read all of that, all 22 verses. Let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians 3:14. "If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Know you not that you are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy, for the temple of Elohim is pure, which temple you are. In the King James, that would read, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is pure, which temple you are. In chapter 6, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Elohim? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, drunkards, revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, or kingdom of Elohim, Paul says. Now 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Galatians 1:8, but though we or an angel or messenger from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8. Then Galatians 5:1, but though we or a messenger from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Try Galatians 5:1. Paul's letter to Gentiles in Galatia. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Messiah has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then in verse 6, for in Yahushua Messiah neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith does, but faith which worketh by love. Later on, we'll define what love is. So, now let's go to Ephesians again, about reproving. Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. Use a word of caution there. Don't just go down the street or walk into a church and start reproving everybody at random. It has to be sent by the Spirit. You have to be sent, heaven sent by the Spirit on a special mission. Colossians 3:25. In the book of Colossians from Paul, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. 1 Timothy 4:1, and the website again is yahweh.name. 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Then in 2 Timothy 2:19, here's a very famous quote, one that you ought to also memorize. Nevertheless, the foundation of Elohim standeth sure, having this seal, Yahweh knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Messiah depart from iniquity, or depart from law-breaking. The foundation of Yahweh stands sure, having this seal. You need to be sealed by the Spirit. Having this seal, Yahweh knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Messiah depart from law-breaking, from breaking his Torah, his Ten Commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. And we'll go over that in a different MP3 podcast. Then to Hebrews chapter 2, about being cautious in our step and not straying off, not compromising, not walking the fence. Hebrews 2, verse 1, 2 and 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by heavenly messengers was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by Yahweh, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And also in Hebrews chapter 3, 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living Elohim. In departing from the living, King James says God. It actually should be Elohim, or the Sovereign One. Some say the Eternal. And some say Yahweh, which is quite proper there, although it's not in the text at this particular spot. So take heed, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living Elohim. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Messiah if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Messiah said that if you continue in the faith, then you'll be saved. We have to continue. We can't just start out, raise our right hand with nobody looking around. Well, that might be okay and permissible to raise your right hand with nobody looking around and accepting Messiah into your heart. The fact remains that we have to continue in the faith. We can't just have a one-time salvation experience, instant salvation, and then for the rest of our life. You know, we don't follow on to worship and praise Yahweh, or to read his word, or to do his works. No, we must continue unto the end, it said there in Hebrews 3:14. And then chapter 4, verse 1, they're all going to say about the same thing, but I'm using different witnesses. 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear. Yes, fear can be a good thing. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. There's an idiom there that ought to be looked up. We don't want to come short, just a earshot short of being in the kingdom with Yahweh. And that doesn't mean that, once again, that we're going to go out and work for our salvation. No. Works are, of course, following those. Works follow those who are saved, not vice versa. It's not that those who do works become saved, but those who are trusting in the shed blood of Messiah, in his death, burial, and resurrection, in his estimable name, and who are believing in him. Those are the ones who are saved, whose hearts have been prepared before any of this, who have been prepared to walk along with him. And then in chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, 4 through 6, it says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the pure spirit and have tasted of the good word of Yahweh, have tasted of the scriptures and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it's impossible to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of Yahweh afresh, and put him to an open shame. Then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 10 next. Hebrews 10:26. If we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. And then a couple more pages, Hebrews 12, 14 and 15. Follow peace with all men and being separated, without which no man shall see Yahweh, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the unmerited favor or the grace of Yahweh, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. 2 Peter 1, 9 and 10. And I'll have to back up to verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Yahushua Messiah. But he that lacks these things is blind and can't see far off, and has forgotten that he was purged from the old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. It is possible to fall, is fall all the way away from the Messiah. However, he is faithful to see that you make it all the way through this life, and to establish you, to give you the power to overcome sin. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 through 22 now. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped then the pollutions of the world, and we're talking about spiritual pollutions here, through the knowledge of Yahweh and Savior Yahushua Messiah, if they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they had known it, to turn again to the separated or the pure commandment, the Kodesh commandment, that's a Hebrew word, delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, that'd be Proverbs 26:11, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed returned to her wallowing in the mire. And love that book of Peter, so powerful, such strength. It's really what I would used to call years ago very Pentecostal. So let's go to 2 Peter 3:17, and talked about Paul's letters to beware, because people, the unlearned and unstable, they rest as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. And also see Psalm 56:5 if you like, but it's not that imperative. Okay, here it is, 2 Peter 3:17. Therefore, you beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest that you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, that you fall from your own steadfastness. Oh, it is possible to fall. There's no such thing as extreme eternal security, but there is security in our relationship with Yahweh, that he will keep and save us, you know, to the utmost. So don't worry about that. You're not going to lose your salvation if your heart is stayed on him, your mind and your affections, your heart is stayed on the Messiah. But grow in unmerited favor and in the knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, or it says in the King James, Jesus Christ, or you know, the Savior, Yahushua Messiah. To him be esteemed both now and forever. Hallel. Then the book of Jude, chapter 4. There's only one chapter there. Of course, I knew that. But in the, let's see, where did I lose Jude there? There it is. After 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the epistles of John, not the Gospel of John, but in Jude, or Yahuda, verses 4 through 8, this is also about being circumspect and not taking our salvation for granted and being presumptuous to think that we can just go out and do anything. I know way back in the Catholic Church, a lot of people, it was said that they'd walk into the confessional and confess their sins to the priest, but then they'd turn around and commit the same sinful acts again. Not that they were forgiven by talking to a man behind the confessional booth. But anyway, there was the concept there that they were violating their very principle, that they thought they were being forgiven of sin, and then they turn around and, well, that would be extremely hypocritical. I don't know. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, as they say. Jude, or Yehuda 4 through 8. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungoodly men, turning the unmerited favor of Yahweh into lasciviousness, and denying the only master, Elohim, and our master, Yahusha. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the master, having saved the people, or it says here the Lord, how the master, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, or the messengers, which kept not their first estate, in other words, you hear about the angels up there in heaven who rebelled, the messengers which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, or Saddam and Amorah, the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Verse 8, likewise also those filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the arch messenger, while contending with the devil, he disputed the body of Moses, durst not bring it a railing accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke thee. See that in Zechariah 3, verse 2. So that was from the book of Jude. And then verses 12 and 13. I'll just pick it up here in verse 10 and go through 13 then. But these speak evil of those things which they knew not of, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! Woe unto them, for they... verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah, found in Numbers 16. The gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds that are without water, carried about a wind's trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, the raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And it continues on very strongly there, very adamantly to verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungoodly among them of all their ungoodly deeds, which they have ungoodly committed, which they have ungodly committed, in other words, and of all their hard speeches, which ungoodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Oh, you might want to read that to the whole book again, the book of Jude. It's only 25 verses. And we're going to take a quick break, by the way, and then going to the book of the Revelation. In the book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 22, Yahweh is speaking to the, Messiah is speaking to the assembly in Thyatira. And he said that I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. You know, that's the emphasis there I wanted to bring out, is that we need to repent of our deeds. But chapter 3, verse 5 now, in the book of the Revelation. He that overcometh the world, in other words, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his messengers. Also see in chapter 22:19 a parallel idea. And we love to hang on to our old nature when we do not wish to repent of breaking the law, the Torah, the law of love. So the question is, do we love Yahweh? 1 John 5:1, Whosoever believes that Yahusha is the Messiah is born of Elohim, is born of Yahweh. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh, when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh. Now here's the definition of love. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not burdensome. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. For my burden is easy, and my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Yahweh's burden is not burdensome. It's not heavy. It's not bondage to obey him, and it's only our reasonable service. It is our duty. Our duty as the bride of Messiah to keep our garments, spiritual garments, spotless. So for some of you, that might be going over your head a little bit about some of those terms, about garments. What garments? Well, I'm not going to get into that. That's down the lane for a while for you. But let's go in the meantime to 1 John 5:4. 1 John, backing up a couple of books from the Revelation. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of Elohim overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of Yahweh. Faith is the word of Yahweh. And then in verse 5, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Yahusha is the Son of Elohim? He that believeth that Messiah is the Son of Yahweh the Father. These are they that have overcome the world, and Messiah will help us through all of these things by choosing, elect, and calling us. Obviously, we're all called, or we wouldn't be here today. I don't think there's some spy out there. But here's a salvation example, a prayer that you might pray yourself or minister to somebody else if you're assisting them through salvation. And there's a lot of formulas that have been thrown out there in many years, mass evangelism and so on. Oh, I don't know. Some of those might be good, but try this on. And it's written on the website there right after the sermon notes I was giving you. The salvation prayer example. Dear Yahweh, Father in heaven, in Messiah's name, in Yahusha's name, in some say Yeshua, some say Jesus, but we have studied. So in Messiah's name, please bless my friend, Harold here, or Harry, or Uncle John. Please bless my friend today. And elect, choose, and call him, I pray thee. Deliver him, or deliver her, if it's a woman here. Deliver her from Satan's power by the blood of Messiah, Yahusha. And in his name, in Yahweh's name, I rebuke Satan and every evil demon and cast him out. Cast the devil out into the sea and deliver this person from the curse of Adam by thy blood. By the blood of Messiah shed on the tree at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And deliver this person from her own nature, her own sinful nature, her own natural proclivity, taking on thy nature, O dear Yah, thy righteousness. Please write your covenant in her heart and mind. Immerse her in the water into the name of Messiah, Yahusha, according to thy command, O Yahweh. Thank thee, O Yahweh. Please immerse him or her into the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit, and dedicate this person for thee and Yahusha Messiah's name, Hallel Yahweh. Hallel Yahweh. Some say amen there. So once again, it's a prayer we address the Father. First of all, we don't just walk up and say, hey, I need this or that, but we say, dear Yahweh, the Father, and then bless my friend, elect, choose, and call my friend. And then we need deliverance. Deliver him out of Satan's grasp by the power of the blood of Messiah. And you can rebuke the demon and cast him out into the sea. Yahweh gave us that power there, that instruction. I think it's in the book of Luke. And I don't know, it could be chapter 13. And from this person, deliver them from the curse of Adam by the blood of Messiah. Deliver them from their own sinful nature, taking on Yahweh's nature. And please write your covenant in their heart and mind. So without a covenant, we don't have an agreement. Write the covenant in there. And then we need to be baptized. So immerse this person, or Messiah might just have to do that without anybody around, if you don't have any other believers. So immerse him or her in the water into the name of Messiah, according to thy command. And then we thank him. Thank thee, Yahweh, for saving us, delivering us, filling us with the Spirit. But that comes next. Please immerse us into the Ruach HaKadosh, into the pure spirit, or the separated spirit, or Kadosh spirit in Hebrew, thy pure spirit. So immerse us into thy spirit. Let us be filled with the Spirit as they were in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and dedicate ourselves, or Yahweh, in Yahushua Messiah's name. Praise him. Praise him. Have mercy on me. In the 51st Psalm, it says, Oh, have mercy on me, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. An expression that occurs throughout the scripture, Isaiah 1, and that even though our sins would be like crimson, red as crimson, they shall be white as snow when we're cleansed by the blood of Messiah, the blood of the Lamb. I shall be whiter than snow. And then you could continue that. That was verse 7. And Psalm 51, go all the way to verse 19. Psalm 52, the psalmist wrote, His name I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it. I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy emissaries, before thy saints. For we are living by the blood of Messiah, and not in disgrace. We don't use that word grace too much, but we're either in grace or disgrace. We're not once saved, always saved, but we persevere in Messiah. We read that 1 Corinthians 3:15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defiles the temple, Yahweh shall destroy him. For the temple of Yahweh is pure, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. That's 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Elohim. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. What? Know you not that the body is the temple of the Ruach HaKadosh? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the pure spirit, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore magnify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's. Then over to Ephesians chapter 6. I've got it all written out for you, the sermon notes. Most of the scriptures are quoted verbatim. All I had to do is change some of these corrupted common terms here, like G-O-D and L-O-R-D. Ephesians 6:16 talks about the armor of Yahweh. Also talks about that in other places, but we're doing the full armor of Yahweh in Ephesians 6. So we need to take on the helmet of salvation. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Then back in 1 Samuel, in the older scriptures, the older testament, 1 Samuel 12:14. Oh yes, they're both very, very old writings. 1 Samuel 12:14, continue following Yah. If you will fear Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall you both and also the king that reigns over you continuing following Yahweh your Elohim. But it doesn't always come out that way. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, but rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall the hand of Yahweh be against you as it was against your fathers. That was 1 Samuel 12. And Psalm 119, the psalmist David wrote, I keep thy law forever. Now, this was after David had fallen and then repented of his adultery and murders. They didn't hide the fact in Scripture. And so this proves all the more that the Scriptures are true, because most publications will hide their own sins, and they don't want to be transparent and be naked and have people find out what they did, try to make themselves look better. But the Scriptures tell the truth, and that we can fall, and that we can be picked up again if we're given the power to repent by the Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. Psalm 119, verse 41 through 48. I keep thy Torah forever. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Yahweh, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments, or the privileges in the Scriptures. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up thy commandments. I will lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. That was from Psalm 119. Then we'll go to, in the New Testament, just referring to Acts 14, an exhortation or exhorting to continue in the faith, to continue. And then Galatians 2, in the Evangel, to continue in the Word. Galatians 6, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, this is 6 verse 1, Galatians, if a person be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. So don't get too wrapped up with somebody if they're way out in the gutter. You don't want to become like that. But you want to be a good example to this other person who needs your help. Bear you one another's burdens and fulfill or make full the law of Messiah. Then verse 15, the evangel of peace, the gospel of peace. And your feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Colossians 1, if you continue in the faith, grounded and rooted and established in Yahweh. Colossians 1, 1 John 2, you shall also continue in the Son and the Father. John 16 is wonderful. You ought to read the entire chapter of John 16 at this time and stop the podcast and then continue. John 8:31, if you continue in my word, Messiah speaking here, obviously, if you continue, that's, we don't want to stop, leave off, or put it in pause. We want to continue in the word. Messiah Yahusha said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And back a page in 7:17, if any man do his will, he shall know the doctrine. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of Yahweh, or whether I speak of myself. Then in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, what is sin, by the way? We've been talking about sin for about 50 minutes, and we're almost through. What is sin? 1 John 3:4. Oh, turn up two more pages to 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever commits sin transgresses the law. What law? Well, the law of Yahweh. The law of Moses, it says. It's interchangeable with the word law in most places. Sometimes the law just refers to sacrifices or the temple sacrifices. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the Torah, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. And we know that he was, in verse 5, we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. In the Messiah, the perfect lamb shed for the sins of mankind from the foundation of the world, there is no sin in him. And then in verse 7, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as Messiah is righteous. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as Messiah is righteous. Chapter 2, a conditional promise. In 1 John chapter 2, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate for the Father, Yahushua Messiah, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So ask yourself, how did Messiah walk? And remember those conditions, if, and so on there in the scriptures. Anytime it says is, if, that's a condition that we need to keep the word within us and be immersed throughout scripture. 1 Peter, John 3 talks all about immersion into Messiah, John chapter 3. And then Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that unmerited favor from Yahweh may abound? Yahweh forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us were immersed or baptized into Yahushua Messiah, that we were immersed into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by immersion into death, that like as Messiah was raised up from the dead by the esteem or glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And in Peter, eight souls were saved by water, it mentions there. 1 Peter 3, talking about those in the flood that were rescued by Noah, who was somewhat a type of Messiah. In the ark there, the account is referred to here. Eight souls were saved by water. 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Elohim by the resurrection of Yahushua Messiah. Galatians 3, for as many of you as have been baptized into Messiah have put on Messiah. Galatians 3:27. Ephesians 4:5, there is one Yahweh, one faith, one baptism or one immersion, one spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12, one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Yes, the Jews and Gentiles are all under the same authority, the same word, the eternal word of Yahweh, which tells us to be immersed. Even in the Old Testament, they did that. In John's time, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, it says here in Acts chapter 19, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on the Messiah, Yahusha or Yeshua Messiah. Acts 19, which is in the text, Yeshua is in the text there, as well as Joshua or Yahusha. Acts 19, when they heard this, in other words, when they heard the word, they were immersed in the name of Yahusha. Acts 19:5. And then somebody will just make the comment that, well, I don't care about all this. All I care about is love. I just, invite people to dinner and help little old grandmothers across the street. But Yahweh's definition should be studied there. We did that in 1 John 5:2-3. That this is love, the keeping of the commandments of Yahweh, and his commandments are not grievous. Once again, by this we know that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh, or God, there it says in King James. This is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, or precepts, or the law, Mark 10:5. It's Greek 1785. This is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Greek word numbered 926 there. And so that's about love. Also, continuing in the doctrine, 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. We need to repent of idolatry as well, one of the Ten Commandments. Not to have idols before us. You could read about that in Jeremiah 7:16, Jeremiah chapter 7, 16, and chapter 44, talking about the sex goddess, the Sidonian sex goddess of Ashtaroth, or Easter, Eostra. That's Jeremiah 7:16, and also 2 Kings 17. And 1 Kings 11, 2 Kings 17. Look for Messiah to be coming back as he left, as he went up into the clouds and sits on the right hand of the Father. So he's coming back, but he tells the order of events. What will happen in the last days? There's a lot of theories, but Matthew 24 is the end times order of events. What to look for when the end is close. So please study that. Matt 24, Mattityahu, and also an extra for studying would be Yeshayahu, or the book of Isaiah, chapter 24. And I didn't mention Isaiah 53 as well. So Isaiah 53 is a very integral into the study about the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? And how was he prophesied back there in the book of Isaiah and Micah and Hosea and throughout Scripture. And also the word fulfilled will come up from time to time, that the law has been fulfilled. The meaning of the word becomes alive when we think of joy. Has your joy ever been fulfilled or made full? If it has, then how would the Torah have been fulfilled? It would have been made full. To fullness. Messiah taught that on the Sermon on the Mount, on how we might better obey his law of love, his little honey-do list there. So to fulfill means to complete, to make it wholesome to the maximum. And Yahweh only leaves us, as we read his word and fellowship with him for a half an hour a week, leaves us thirsty to seek more of Yahweh's word. Let him be number one. And furthermore, we go out witnessing the name of Yahweh. And there's a study on that same text place I told you on the website. And the references we gave today are from the King James, with the corrections, needed corrections are given. And so that'll be which actually there is a file, an audio file existing on how to minister to others, how to witness to non-Yahweh people who don't keep Yahweh's name or his feasts or his law of clean and unclean. Or you could read through that. There's also a fresher one that I am coming out with and releasing that on audio as well, How to Witness to Others. And don't forget to pray. Sometimes we do that. I've done it too. I mean, you know, you pray at home, but when you're face to face with this person, you might have the opportunity to be able to minister and to pray with them, and perhaps that would be more effective when the two of you can join together and claim Yahweh's promises, his promise of salvation and being delivered from sin and the old carnal nature being stripped away and are dying to self and becoming alive and renew in our spirit, having a brand new spirit within us, taking out the heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh and writing his new commandments, they're all his old, new, the present commandments, the ones that have been given to us forever and ever from time and evermore in eternity as we praise him. Remember, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. That's a New Testament command. To be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. A scorner loveth not one that reproves him, neither will he go into the wise, or neither will he go unto the wise. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Please try to leave feedback and let us know how our website, YahvehYahweh.name, is helping you. Just click the Contact Us tab at the top, and sometime all over the page or down near the bottom, there's contact buttons. And that goes to my email, StephanYah@YahvehYahweh.name. And you might be able to email to request more information or find the title you're looking for, or get a few questions answered. Certainly, over the internet, there won't be any distributing of funds, of contributions going to unsolicited ministries that may or may not be viable around the world. We have no way to check all of that out. So we apologize for that for you. That if you're in real need, we just pray for those needs in the name of the Heavenly Father and in Yahusha's name, that he will find someone out there to come alongside you and to be your friend and assist and be like Yahusha, Messiah, to be more than a brother to you and bring a gift. Okay, well, shalom for now. Thank you for listening. The title of this has been Salvation from the Jewish Messiah, or Resurrection Life from Messiah, How to Find Eternal Deliverance and Salvation.